Hi, everybody, and welcome to Weekly TechCast. This is episode one for the weeks of September 11th through the 15th. This TechCast is an informal wrap-up of the Instructional Technology Program at Western Dubuque Community Schools in Northeast Iowa. I'm Jim Roberts.
And I'm Wes Palm, coming to you from bright and sunny Farley, Iowa. So, first of all, we want to talk a little bit about what we did this week. Spent a lot of time.
Did you say bright and sunny, Farley,
well,
Iowa?
Well, I mean, it is bright and sunny. Well,
okay.
We'll go partly sunny today with a 15 to 20 mile an hour breeze, I think.
Yeah, and we're looking out at the wonderful traffic on Highway 20. You can't beat that. You'll probably hear some cars in the background on the in our little cast here.
So I spent, and I don't know about you, Jim, but I really enjoyed going out to the classrooms this week. I got to spend quite a bit of time kind of just sitting in the room, seeing what I can help with, watching teachers do the awesome things they do. And boy, you pick up so many cool things that they do throughout their lessons. And, you know, the way that they integrate and use technology in their room is pretty unique and creative.
I like it too. Yeah, I agree. One of the highlights of the week is being able to get into the classroom. And I know I wasn't able to get there as much as I wanted to because of all the beginning of the year rosters and programs and everything that happens during there. So hopefully that's going to end up changing real soon here. But yeah, that was, I agree. Teachers really got going really quickly this year. So that was really amazing.
All right. And then, you know, we did have some morning and afternoon sessions that we had a chance to stop in different buildings and talk a little bit about Office 365 and OneDrive. Yeah. And, you know, this was a great opportunity for really any staff member to come and, you know, with anything new to them or anything maybe they're frustrated about or want to learn more about, you know, just have somebody there to help them out with that.
Yeah, it was great. I don't know. We've talked about it a little bit here, but I was impressed with the people who were at the sessions that we had because they were really engaged and asked some really amazing questions. I was really pleased with it. And sometimes when it went off from OneDrive and then it would, some of the questions would branch off and, how do I do this in Outlook, or how do I do this? And that's the purpose of those sessions. They get a chance to talk to us and pick our brains a little bit. And I don't know if you felt like you had a real good week with all those particular things.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of my favorite parts is when it does branch off, all of a sudden you're talking about Microsoft Word or saving it to something else, or how do I do this at home? And then somebody else, you know, they're sitting in the room, they're like, oh, I didn't even think about that, and now I know how to do it. So, I mean, just being there, just to take in the general information, and then some questions are probably going to pop up that you can ask, and at the end of the day, it's going to make your life a little easier.
Oh, yeah. I love seeing that light bulb go off over the top of their head. Like, ah, that's how I do it. I love it. That's a gratifying part of doing this job. So I think that's really neat. Yeah, and this was your first, this is Wes's first year in the position that he's in as a technology teacher leader. And so Wes is getting to find out all of these fun things that go along with the job. So, I mean, are you pretty happy with all that so far, Wes?
Oh, yeah, it's been going really great. You know, one of my goals was to get out there and just kind of help people with what they need so they can do their job well and help students. And, you know, so I love being able to get out there and help people as quickly as I can.
Oh, yeah, awesome. You're doing a great job with it, too, so super. I think we have some sessions planned for next week, too, I think, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We have some sessions planned for next week. And we're going to be going to the different buildings again and talking a little bit, I believe it's about Microsoft Forms.
Microsoft Forms. If you have not experienced Microsoft Forms, everybody, you got to try it. It's kind of like a lot of you have done Google Forms, but Microsoft Forms is, it's a whole different level of from Google Forms. And if you want to send out, let's see, what can we do? Surveys. You can gather information.
You can have students take a quiz.
Yes.
You know, and get data from that immediately.
It's great, yeah. And Wes and I keep track when we're in the rooms, too. We created a form so we can be jotting notes to ourselves when we're in the classroom so we can go back and we can review those. It really was kind of fun to work with the exception of you got to watch your pointer finger when you're in there creating the forms. Because the first time we set them up, I would go to click after a question or all of the answers you could have. And I was starting to click over to the side and it was deleting everything we were doing. It was like my finger was possessed in there. And Wes kind of had a good laugh at that,
except then I went in and made the exact same mistake. So the moral of the story is, you can delete quick in Microsoft Forms, and then you lose your data.
Yeah, you lose the data too. So just something to keep in mind, everybody. It'll be fun. Microsoft Forms next week is going to be the topic when we go around in our morning and afternoon sessions. Another thing that we're going to be doing here in our little tech cast that we're having is we would like to recognize an awesome idea of the week. And we see so many great things, and we thought we're just kind of pinpointing something. And the one that I brought up to Wes about this was, I thought that an awesome idea of the week this week was a low-tech approach that was used by Mr. Roman Hummel down at Cascade Elementary School. Now, Wes, you're going to have to help me remember on here, but it was kind of like a board game approach that he had made a board game that twisted and winded around on a big poster in his room. And as the kids would advance in their math skills, they would be able to go up and move a pin to correspond with the different tiles.
Yeah, I mean, basically the idea was you're mapping out and pacing out your whole year in math ahead of time, and you have the flexibility with something like that to, you know, let the students not only see where they're at, but as the teacher, you know kind of where you're at with your class in general, and then you can kind of adjust your pace as needed to make sure that you get your students to where they need to be.
Yeah, it was great, and it was already fun to see how far students had gotten so early in the year. I mean, it impressed me. And it wasn't like a high-tech approach. He wasn't using the computer for it or an iPad or anything like that. It was just paper and little push pins that went in there. But he was using the computer for a lot of the videos.
Yeah.
He had recorded some videos of himself. So a little like that enhanced classroom experience that he was using. So, you know, hats off to Roman for the great idea. And we'll be featuring that idea at some point in one of our 7:30 cup of techs, so you can actually see what it is that Roman's doing as the kids get a little further into it. So, yeah, did you have anything else that you wanted to share with?
No, I just thought it was a really great week. It was a busy week, but I really like that teachers are now kind of getting right into things, and it seems like things are working pretty well overall. And just remember, give me a shout out if you need something.
Yeah, it's really easy. Contact us by email. This is Jim
and Wes
signing off for WTC Weekly Tech Cast. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, everybody.